I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level three, one of Tony Finn's friends and colleagues, Rob Vino, will step up in it and join us in a couple of moments. Good to get Tony in, though. We've had a stacked house tonight. Tony, we had the play-by-play voice of the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors on the program. Long travel, you know, obviously, going to Tennessee. Last year it was 63-10. Yeah. It's 17.5 now. I don't know how much Hawaii have closed the gap from last year, Tony. What do you think about that game?
Well, I think this, and that is they basically started over last year. I remember last year well. You had Coach on several times, if I'm not mistaken, right? Hawaii.
You're exactly right. Yeah, it's Coach Reinbold.
Yeah, there seems to be a connection there between you and Hawaii, and it's a good connection to have because this is not a great year, in my opinion, for the Mountain West. If you look at some of the FBS schools in the Mountain West, and you look at where they rank in the 133 schools programs there are, and you'll find the Mountain West down the bottom. A lot of the teams on the bottom. So this is what I think, and that is they started over. They're not that much improved. If there's one thing they're doing a little bit better, their offense got better as the season went on last year. But this is a timing offense, and it's always early in the season. It's always a flip of the coin on are they going to be good? Are they going to be timed? Well, here's the deal. The Commodores bring back a lot of players. And this time, the Commodores don't go, five time zones to Hawaii, to the Big Island. It's the other way around. And even as accustomed as this program is to traveling, kids are kids, and it's a tough, tough, tough jaunt. I really like Vanderbilt. I like Vanderbilt. This is one of the games I like Vanderbilt actually over their season win total this year, and this is one game that they're going to win. I think they'll win in convincing fashion.
I was talking about we've been talking a lot about Vanderbilt tonight as well in the program. Well, I don't know what number you see. I know there's different numbers in different books, but I'm seeing a 3.5, but it's minus 180.
Yes.
So are there 4.5s or fours as well, like the even four? I don't know what number you laid, but I like that over 3.5. It is a little pricey at 180, but I do think they're going to win more than four football games this year.
How about this? How about a 4 at minus 120 is what I play? I went ahead and took the 4 at minus 120. I don't think it's just four games. I like this Vanderbilt team. There's some teams that are it wouldn't surprise me, Gabe, if they upset Florida for a second year in a row. And they had never beaten Florida for years and years and years, right? But not only do I like Vanderbilt's over in the season 10 team win total, I like big play on the Florida under 5.5 as well.
What do you make of the big line move because of the quarterback situation with Utah? We have Brent Beard, our SEC guy, on. And listen, he speaks to the Gator Club. He lives in Jacksonville, Florida. And even he said Gator fans are getting all excited because Utah's on a third-string quarterback. Yeah, yeah, can you stop the run, though? Doesn't really matter who the quarterback is. Like, Utah still, like, I think there's value with Utah now that this number's come down as low as it has. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like you discuss that because not only do I like that number, I like Utah to win the Pac-12. They play in a system, right, Gabe? This is a coach, one of the best coaches in college football.
All right, hold on, Tony.
They can beat.
Sure. Countdown to kickoff continues, and in fact, we are now technically a little more than 12 hours away from kickoff. Let's do this thing. 2:30 Eastern time in the afternoon, Navy and Notre Dame. Me and Tony Finn are on the West Coast, so Tony, we've got about 2.5-3 minutes here left with some AM affiliates that tuning in. We have one of your colleagues, Rob Vino, stepping up in a couple of minutes, so if you want to sound smarter than Rob, you want to upstage him, give us some stone-cold locks here for tomorrow, Tony.
Football? I guess that's what you're looking
at. Yes, sir, college football. Yeah, week zero.
Well,
what do you like?
Listen. Okay, I'm going to give you two games that I like, or two plays that I like. First one is the first game up, and that's I really like Notre Dame. I got them minus 20. I think you'll see the move already starting to happen a little bit. I saw 21 early this morning. It's not that Notre Dame is all powerful. It's this, and that is it's a home game for Notre Dame. Who do you want to play in front of a dozen drunk Irishman in Dublin and not be wearing Notre Dame colors or rooting for the Notre Dame team? I like Notre Dame tomorrow. A lot of new things, a lot of new moving pieces for this Navy team, including the head coach and the offense, a defensive coordinator on the offensive side. Lots of things we just don't know answers to, as far as I'm concerned, in that situation. And I also, listen, I'm also a fan of totals, and I'll give you, and I'm trying to pull it up right now. In fact, you might have it up, and I don't. But the second game on the docket for tomorrow.
UTEP and Jacksonville State.
I like over. Anytime you get two teams like this that are they're not great teams, but UTEP, you got some FBS, you got some new blood in the FBS, and UTEP's going to run the football. Both these teams can run the football, and a lot of times people think, well, that's the recipe for an under. It's not. I like both these teams to run the ball and run wild, and I like over 54, something like there.
I agree with both picks. I think Notre Dame's going to win like 41-17. They're going to cover. The game's going to go over the number. And I think UTEP and Jacksonville State feels like a 30-29 type of wild game. Tony Finn, Finn and Wager Talk. You're the best, Tony. The Late Night Anger Masterclass.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso, con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
SportsGrid.com.
The Friday Night Freak Show. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The Pimps, the Players, the Hustlers, the Rob Vinos, and everybody else in between. Countdown to kickoff is nearly complete. Takeoff is nearly here, and so is Rob Vino. RobVinoSports.com, WagerTalker.com. Rob, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Hey, always a pleasure, Gabe. Glad to be here tonight with you.
So last year when you went to the Wager Talk get-together in Las Vegas, Nevada, I know it took you a couple of weeks to recover, even for someone that is a Vegas vet and lived in Vegas for as long as you did. What about this year? What was the recovery time like?
Yeah, I'm good today. It took a couple of days. The older I get, and, you know, you try and hang. Some of my colleagues over there at Wager Talk, they're 30, 35 years younger. Nightlife with young guys till 3:34 a.m. is not the easiest anymore. But I hang and, you know, try to stick up for the older crowd. So we did well. It was a good time. It's always a good time to see those guys, good people over there at Wager Talk. And we're ready for business now, though, because college football's here.
We can drink these kids under the table, no problem, even in our older years, Rob.
Right.
But the big difference is I'll need a day or two to recover while these kids will be up up in the morning, you know, playing slots in the morning. Like, you know what I mean? If I go hard, I need a day or two of recovery mode after. Like, I'm like old school David Lee Roth. Party hard and then sleep for 2 days after.
I'm with that. I'm totally with that. That's about what it took me here.
Rob Vino kicking with us. All right, Rob, so here we go. Week zero, countdown to kickoff is on. In your opinion, you and I both love to bet totals, and college football overs has, you know, been something that has been one of my favorite and most profitable things to bet on over the years. What, how much of an impact, if any, what kind of impact do you think the new rule has where they won't stop the clock after a first down unless there's under 2 minutes left and a half?
Really, really interesting, Gabe. And I was asked that, somebody texted me that about a week ago, and wanted to know if I had a blanket number or blanket feel for how I would handicap these games due to that rule change. And I tell you what, when I handicap them all this week, they're all going to be individual. I'll say this. You want to find, if you can find two teams, two methodical teams that have no interest in rushing plays after they make a first down, probably makes for a nice under. I use the real quick example of San Diego State and Ohio U tomorrow, right? Ohio U was 109th last year in seconds per play. I think they took something like 27 point something seconds to run a play, and San Diego State was even worse. They were like 119 129, something like that, but they took 29 seconds to run a play. So you get two teams like that together that want to grind it out, create first downs, and then take their time. That's one thing. But there's these other head coaches like Rich Rodriguez and some of these coaches I read where they're saying if they ran plays in 18 seconds last year, they'll just run them in 15 this year. So for the Lincoln Rileys, for the Rich Rodriguez's and these really extreme tempo guys, I don't know that it's going to make a heck of a difference at all. So we'll have to handle it case by case, Gabe, and then watch, as we always do, just to see if we can find anything inside these coaches' heads the way they approach first downs now.
You're exactly right, and I've been reading as much as I can and watching and listening to as many coaches talk about this as I can and offensive coordinators. And Josh Heupel sort of kidded when asked about it. He goes, well, I guess we'll have to go faster then. like sort of. I heard a couple other coordinators say this means nothing. He's, you know, one guy read, he said, what, I'm going to run six less plays, four less plays? He said, you know, no. And, you know, you and I talk about it. These are rules that we see in the XFLs, the USFLs of the world, and, you know, running clocks, and we can still get there. And another thing is, too, I can't help but think, Rob, because I look at a lot of these college football totals, and I get it. This isn't, these, you don't have a ton of glamour offenses with the exception, you know, the USC, and there's a few here, but I get it. But I wonder if they've overreacted a little bit. I mean, it's not normal to see all, like, a bunch of college football totals in the 40s.
It's really not, and I'll tell you, one that I did play over, Gabe, was the UTEP-Jacksonville State game. UTEP, obviously, under Dana Dimmel, always been methodical. But the other side of the coin, I mentioned him already, Rich Rodriguez, fast, fast, fast. You know, when they play these games this time of year, Gabe, in the deep south, you're always looking to see who the visitor is and if the visitor will be affected by the heat in August, in early September, even late September. UTEP probably not one of those teams to be affected by heat since they come from El Paso. But you just wonder if a guy like Rod or a head coach like Rodriguez and his offense against a team that, you know, they don't have a SEC front seven rotation, right? It's not eight or nine deep. They might be really good across the front with their starters, but you're going to have to go to backups when you're trying to chase these guys down as quick as they go. You wonder if that doesn't wear on them. I think both sides in that game score points. And you probably, if you really could diagram it the way to get an over, you'd rather have Jacksonville State get out on top, I think, and have UTEP have to chase a little bit. They're very capable with Hardison at quarterback. And you know, Tyron Smith hit the portal, went to A&M, came back out of the portal, came back to UTEP so they get their 1,000-yard receiver back. They've got the ability to go deep. They're so big up front. I mean, they weigh 309 across the front, and the other side weighs 269 defensively across the front. So UTEP can pound. The other side's got the speed. I think matchups like that, 50. It was 52 early in the week, got banged up to 54. I still think there's some room there.
This feels like a whoever has the ball last game wins, and it also feels like you're probably going to have to score 30 points to win the game, in my opinion. I do like the over. I agree. So there's been a lot of talk about the rule change as far as the clock is concerned, and there's been a lot of talk about how Navy's offense is going to look under a new coaching staff. And on top of that, I got to tell you, for the month of August, I haven't heard so much talk about the freaking weather in a football game as I have this week with this game. And it annoys me. I got mad a couple of years ago when the Super Bowl was in Tampa. And, well, you know, the weather this and the weather. I'm like, shut up, all right? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about it. Whatever. You got Navy kids. So I don't think a little rain's going to freak them out. I think they were born in water. They're the Navy. They'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And Notre Dame's not like South Bend is paradise when these kids are practicing in paradise all the time. But all kidding aside, pretty low total here, Rob, at 49. It almost feels like to me the odds makers don't know what to do with this game.
Yeah, it really is. And it's kind of tricky, Gabe, because it's funny how both those service academies, Navy and Army, are implementing more passing into their offense this year, right? I think Chestnut came over as OC for Navy, and they're under the direction of a new
But it could
coach.
Take a while for it to actually work, yeah. Right? People think yeah, that somehow absolutely. They're going to start slinging it all over the place.
And that's like I say, it's the tricky part of the handicap, because when these service academies play and they do throw a pass, generally the receiver is wide open. Can the quarterbacks hit these receivers with these new things implemented into the game plan? We have to wait and see. If I knew the answer, was Navy will complete some passes, then I probably would be on over. Sam Hartman's certainly going to complete his share on the other side, but I don't know. To me, that game's a little bit, again, tricky. I don't know that I can get there with real confidence on a play on the over, even though it is low at 49.
I will note Notre Dame has scored 34 or more the last four times that they played against Navy, 35 last year. Their team total, incidentally, of course, happens to be 34.5. Of course, UMass, New Mexico State. This has been an interesting game that a lot of people have been betting over the last couple of weeks, Rob.
Power ratings aside, right? And my power ratings show New Mexico State should be the play. I'm trying to find out why there's not because people are betting UMass, but why they bet them so hard in this game. I just don't get it yet. I understand second year under the head coach, and they're better. They return some guys, but UMass was putrid, and New Mexico State beat them pretty good last year. And New Mexico State returns a lot of players too, including their starting quarterback. So I'm not so sure I'm on the UMass bandwagon in that game with everybody else. I could be wrong. I haven't bet New Mexico State by any means. But that might be a game, Gabe, where you were just talking about totals that are too low. If UMass has improved any.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
A little bit on offense, then that game should get over 45. I think it opened 43, got pushed to 45. And 46 is not a lot to ask in a college football game, new clock rules or not. And so if UMass, like I say, if they're any better whatsoever offensively, that game should find its way to being like a 27-20 game. So I make it to the over on that one. Okay.
More with Rob Vino on the other side. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night Countdown to Kickoff continues. We're throwing it down with the great Rob Vino right now. And we're talking college football. We'll get a little CFL talk in before we're done. Countdown to Kickoff is on National Football League regular season, less than 2 weeks away. Ohio and San Diego State, Rob, is a very interesting. To me, that's the game of the, you know, this is the game of the day, right? And I got to tell you, man, Ohio are trendier than getting Taylor Swift tickets for your date right now. Everybody loves the Bobcats. I never realized how many people knew who Curtis Rourke was. I think his brother Nate has helped that a little bit, and people are paying attention to the Rourke brothers right now. But, you know, we're talking about a MAC team that's heading west right now. Ryan Lindley, obviously the new offensive coordinator with the San Diego State Aztecs, and they're another program, Rob, that want to start throwing the rock a little bit more.
Yeah, and I read a lot of Lindley quotes, and Lindley wants to incorporate tight ends. They're still going to run out of a 12 formation, which is two tight ends. He was at Utah last year where they used the tight end quite a bit. He said a couple of interesting things here, Gabe. I won't take up too much time, but he said, I understand they play for Brady Hoke, or excuse me, I coach under Brady Hoke, and Hoke loves to run the football, take the air out, and play defense. However, you know, we're going to incorporate more of the passing game. How much and how quickly it develops, just like we were saying about the service academies, yet to be seen because San Diego State's not known for being prolific, at least not for the last few years through the air. But he used one key word. He said, you know, when I was here, we scored a lot of points, but we weren't in a rush. It was always methodical. And as soon as he said the word methodical, I thought to myself, you know what? It's going to be the type of offense where let's chip away, let's throw to the tight end, let's get first downs, let's make it easy on the QB, game number one. And as I said earlier, Ohio U is never in a rush. I mean, they run to the line. They do one of those things where they run to the line and then they stop and look at the sideline for a few seconds. You know what I mean? And it drives you nuts when you're trying to get an over. Just run the play, dude. But
I hate that. You're like, snap the ball. Snap the damn ball.
It's exactly what they do. And I'm a little curious to see how Curtis Rourke does first game back off the ACL. And against that type of defense, which, you know, in the MAC, you just don't see a defense like San Diego State. So I like Thunder at 49. As I'm talking to you right now, I'm looking across the board. It looks like 48's the prevailing number right now. So I probably got the good number at 49.
Rob, any opinion on the side here? Everyone's liking Ohio. Are people sleeping on San Diego State here? You know, you and I are big quote guys, and we soak up as much as we can. And the kids on San Diego State are talking like this is a much tighter collective unit, that they've got a chip on their shoulder. You and I both know. I mean, they didn't have a home. They were nomads for a while. I think things are starting to settle in. You know, they're a couple of years away. I also get the feeling, though, that Hoke knows that if they don't get more entertaining and they don't win, he's going to be gone. So don't you get the feeling that Lindley kind of really does have a green light to run this offense? Like, Hoke was saying, I look forward to seeing what our offense looks like. He's almost like a spectator himself in this.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to be a Mountain West team when Mountain West season comes around and they've got things worked out and it's cohesive. I agree with you. I think down the road they're going to be a high-scoring team. In regards to the side, real quick here, Gabe, once that thing crossed three and got to 2.5, I fully side with San Diego State now. You're going to say they can't win by a field goal at home against a MAC team? I get Ohio U's highly touted in the MAC this year, but I don't know. To me, I would take my chances laying 2.5 tomorrow, saying San Diego State can win that game with defense and a little bit of offense. Win by a field goal doesn't seem like much.
Rob Vino kicking with us. Rob, we have a rematch of last year's opener with Hawaii and the Vanderbilt Commodores, 63-10 final score, although the Bows got that early touchdown last year. So the stadium's under construction and all that. There's going to be a limited amount of fans, about 24,000 fans going to be allowed into the stadium. There is some excitement about this Vanderbilt program. They're putting money into it. Clark Lee's talking about, you know, turning this thing into a football power, which might be a little ambitious, but with that being stated, have Hawaii closed the gap that much from last year, and now they're going on the road?
Well, you would think second year, and what Timmy Chang inherited last year was absolute garbage, right? He had about a third of the roster by the time he got there after the Todd Graham situation and all the players cleared out. He was left with bare bones, and like you say, they scored the first touchdown last year and then got annihilated. They're going to be better. But I would turn this to you real quick, Gabe, because I searched an awful lot just to see if the fires in Hawaii affected this team at all, mindset-wise. I know they're traveling out of Hawaii for this game, but I just wonder if the stuff that's going on down there, you know, there's a lot of community help down there. You know, there's probably a lot of kids with friends, relatives, acquaintances that have been affected by that. And I just wondered, trying to read through and see if I could find anything to where Hawaii had been
affected. You asked the right person, because we have from what we understand, only a couple of kids on the team were directly affected.
Okay.
And the program is pretty isolated, like not in that community, essentially. So from what I got, and we spoke to people around the program, and it sounded like they were more for other people. Yeah, we're playing for them, like not so much right. That they were affected. It didn't affect their practices, so... Not to sound callous, you know what I mean? But I'm saying from a football perspective, right. It didn't affect them that much, Rob. And in fact, from what I understand, there was like two kids. There's two kids on the team that were personally affected. Out of a team of 80-plus, 90-plus, that's not a lot.
And in that instance, Gabe, again, not to sound callous, but you could have a team that plays with I don't want to say a chip on its shoulder, but plays with a purpose for, the state back home.
I think it's the first home game that they have that vibe going.
That could be, too. That could very well be, too. I know Vanderbilt will come to play. Hawaii.
I feel like a jerk, bro. And we're on in Hawaii as well, and I feel like a jerk, but I like the Commodores in laying the points, and I like them in the first half.
They're the better team. Clark Lee, as you said, has things going upward there. I think over 3.5 season wins was probably a good bet with that side.
It's the problem with having AM radio affiliates, Rob. Sometimes you're like, God, I don't want to do this, but like, you know what I mean? sometimes you got to do it, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You absolutely do. I mean, sometimes I have to go on in Columbia, Missouri, and sometimes you have to pick the other side. So I get it. Hawaii's team total was brought up to me yesterday. It was like 9.5 for the first half. Could they get to 10? They got to 10 last year. I don't know. It's on the road this year, but maybe that's a shot. I think Timmy Chang's offense will be a little bit better.
The San Jose State USC game is perplexing me. And it's funny because I'm not going to say it's the most high profile game of the day. Notre Dame and Navy are pretty high profile as far as, you know, legendary programs are concerned. But with that being stated, you know, you've got Caleb Williams, Lincoln Riley, the USC Trojans. We all want to see that, you know, the flash of their offense. But this is a number, Rob, that seems just bang on with the total and the side. It really does to me. Maybe you see it differently, but I'm like, wow, I don't want to take the 30.5, but I don't want to lay the 30.5. I would like to take the over, but I'm kind of worried that San Jose State won't be able to score much.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, I started looking for ways to try and play under here, which is way out of character for me. USC probably has to find their way to 49, right? Which isn't out of the question. And Seven Cordero,
their team total is 47.5. It's funny because I said without looking before earlier in the week, I said, you know, they're going to drop in between 45 and 50. Team total is 47.5.
And the question you have is how quickly does Lincoln Riley pull the reins on Caleb Williams' second half if it is a rout? Does he let him stay out there and accumulate Heisman numbers, or does he pull him late third quarter? Is the back door open for Cordero and San Jose State, which is a pretty good offense for Mountain West, and certainly they're capable of scoring in the fourth quarter in garbage time. So side is difficult to lay that many points. If USC builds a 31-point lead in the third quarter, I would think that maybe it's the end of the rope for Williams, but we'll have to see. I don't know. Lincoln Riley's like Steve Spurrier used to be, just constant foot on the gas. We don't care. We're going to run up score. They're looking to get to the 14 playoffs, so maybe they want to put up 56 or 60. I don't know that they can, but that might be the mindset.
In closing, as far as week zero, FIU and Louisiana Tech. FIU have fallen on hard times since Butch Davis moved on, but they do have very cool jerseys this year. But with that being stated, this is a program that's seemingly not an overnight rebuild here, but brick by brick, this program seems like they have a direction once again, and getting 12 points in this football game now.
Yeah, it seems like the revenge angle in this game has been played too hard. Mike McIntyre, for what it's worth, head coach of FIU, is real good at reclamation projects. He comes in, he restores things, he gets them to a certain level, and then he leaves because he can't really get teams to the ultimate level, but I wouldn't be surprised if I use much better here. Louisiana Tech's the better team, no doubt, but we're talking about winning by more than 12. Total came down 59 to 57.5. It probably right. I think that somewhere in that 38-24 gets you over. So it's a questionable total. Let's put it that way. It's not one I would run to the window confidently with. But I could see FIU maybe hanging in there a little bit. A lot of steam on this, the Louisiana Tech team, though.
Rob, we've got 1 minute left. Little CFL on the way out. The BC Lions have been immaculate coming off of losses. You know, they go back home 6-0 straight up, 6-0 ATS, last six games off of a loss. They get not a very good Hamilton Tiger Cup football team here. It is 10.5, and I don't know if you agree. I know you and I agree. Why the hell wasn't Trey Ford the starting quarterback of the Edmonton Elks a hell of a long time ago? But the 22-game home losing streak comes to an end on Sunday night, Rob. I'm betting the Elks. Give me the Lions, I'll lay the points, and give me the Elks on Sunday night.
Real quick, I played BC first half, four home games this year. In the first half of three of those, they were complete blowouts. The only one that wasn't was the game where Vernon Adams got hurt in the first or second series. So I played him first half in a bounce-back effort here. Like I said, been really good first half at home. And Ottawa, Edmonton, I just flat played over. I thought 45.5 was too small, Gabe. Went through those Ottawa games, five of the last six have total between 49 and 84 points. Their road efforts have been miserable and really high scoring. So the deep.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Defense is bad. The Elks can probably capitalize. And real quick here, Edmonton, the last two games since they switched coordinators and switched quarterbacks, the running game has helped create some balance. So I like over 45.5 in that one.
Rob Vino, wagertalk.com, robvinosports.com on Twitter X. We'll speak to you next week. Thanks, Rob.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's the dumbest bet I ever heard of.
I disagree.
The quickest 100 minutes of Sports Talk Radio continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Renzi, Sirius XM Channel 159. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Thanks to Rob Vino for joining us on the program. So last night at this time, we were talking about how the FIBA World Cup was ready for tip-off and very entertaining basketball. So there's one thing that we noticed. Most of the NBA players went off. Like, I'm talking about, you know, the guys that won, or, you know, the solitary NBA guy on one of the worst teams or the lower-tier teams. Lauri Markkanen did not with Finland. His prop was high, man, at 27.5. He scored 17 points. Josh Giddey was 15 points, 15.5, and he ended up getting to 14 because it was a blowout. SGA went over the number. Karl Anthony Towns went over the number. And I would expect the next one up, Anthony Edwards. We told you guys before the tournament started that I thought Anthony Edwards would be the top point scorer in the tournament. Gilgeous Alexander got off to a great start today. He's plus 300 right now. He scored 27 points. So he was plus 350. Luka Doncic is plus 350. Anthony Edwards is 6-1. So the time is now. Like, once the U.S. plays their first game, you know, the numbers are going to change here, obviously. I'm expecting Anthony Edwards. He's going to score, I don't know, I'm going to say 32, 33, 35. Now, the game's going to be a blowout, but this is something that's interesting to keep in mind here when betting on totals, everybody. Point differential and amount of points, it counts, and it carries over even as the tournament goes on. So it encourages teams to blow teams out, and it also encourages teams not to tap out if they're getting blown out, right? If you're losing by 40 or something like that, it's better if you lose by 28 because another team might lose by 43 or something. So, like, the point differential counts in this stuff. That's why Canada ran the score up today on France late. It was nothing personal, but they knew that every point counts, actually, with the point differential and tiebreakers. And it's kind of, I don't want to get into the format too much, but it carries over into the next round. They add up the points and the point differential and stuff, and it comes into play. So teams aren't going to let up until they're really sort of, you know, and they really won't let up. So therefore, I think the USA is probably going to cover this point spread. It's insanely high. You know, you're laying this type of number, but I expect Anthony Edwards to go off. And I think that Steve Kerr and company want to get him going. They want to get the team going. They're not here to make friends. You know what I mean? They don't want to humiliate people. This isn't Charles Barkley dunking on the Angolans, 30 years ago. But up 50, yeah, Barkley did that. Just for the record, if you're younger, what are you talking about? The Dream Team, the first time they did this, like with the real team, the ultimate Dream Team, the best basketball team ever assembled. They played Angola. It was the first game. They played Angola, and it was a freaking rout, obviously. And Barkley, like, dunked in some dude's face late, and people thought he was a big jerk for doing it. But that was a long time ago. And I don't think Anthony Edwards cares if anybody thinks. I don't think he cares if anybody thinks he's a jerk. I want to get to the UFC, and the UFC's overnight, too, here. Let me just get the. I want to get his player prop up, so. Without looking, I'm going to say that Anthony Edwards is player prop. He's going to be underpriced because of Brandon Ingram and there's other guys on the team. I'm going to say they're going to post a 24, 23 or 24 and a half for Anthony Edwards. So Anthony Edwards. For the record, the USA game is at 8:40 Eastern time. Right around the main event of the UFC, actually. What the hell are they doing to us, Matthias? They're killing me, bro. Women's World Cup, FIBA. Now UFC's in Singapore. It's like the worst time for us on the West Coast, this stuff. It's killing me. I don't mind, like, the 1 in the morning games, the 3 in the morning starts I can live with. I hate 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning. It's the one thing that pisses me off about the F1, and I'm a big fan of F1, is on the West Coast is... It's that in-between. You don't want to stay up all night and pull an all-nighter just to watch a race or a stupid basketball game. But at the same point in time, I go to bed so late, I can't just go to sleep for 2 hours, wake up, watch a game, and then I'm screwed either way. I'm really sick of these start times. Wow, Anthony Edwards, 20 and a half. Even better. So let's slam Anthony Edwards, guys. Anthony Edwards, I'm telling you, he's going to be, put it this way. He's the third choice to be the leading point scorer in the tournament. Gilgeous Alexander just dropped 27 today, and Edwards only going to score 19. I think they got this wrong. I don't think they're going to take the pedal off the metal. I think he gets 30-plus. Yeah, 28 minimum. Like I said, like 20 and a half, I'm amazed. I just, in my head, I was like, yeah, 23 and a half, 24 and a half. Anthony Edwards over 20 and a half points. And let's go with our main man, a guy that we take pretty much every night when he plays. He was hurt a little bit, but then he came back again. I'm talking about Tyrese Halliburton. Halliburton assists. Let's go. We're going to go Anthony Edwards over 20 and a half points scored. And I think Tyrese is going to go off with the assist. It's 6.5. Jalen Brunson's 4.5, but he's going to be a little bit more aggressive. Halliburton doesn't really care about scoring. He's a big team guy. So let's go Anthony Edwards over 20.5 points and Tyrese Halliburton over 6.5 assists. And let me just blast through the games and see if we see something else that catches our eye. Matthias, get your UFC best bets ready. Cape Verde against Georgia, but not the Georgia Bulldogs. You know, some idiot's going to think it's the Georgia Bulldogs. The country Georgia, 14.5, 154.5. Dear God, I've got nothing on this. How about this for a random matchup? How the hell is Puerto Rico only 1.5 point favorites over South Sudan? That's a baffling one. Puerto Rico. Minus 125 on the money line. All right, I guess I'm a sucker. Sign me up. I'll take the Puerto Ricans. Jordan and Greece. You figure a country named Jordan would be good at basketball. Greece are -19.5. No Giannis. I don't want any part of that. Iran. Iran are actually not bad at basketball. Brazil are pretty good. Brazil, I don't know if Brazil should be 18.5 point favorites, actually. You guys know I bet a lot of international ball. And it feels a little high. The Puerto Rico line baffles me. I wouldn't lay 18.5. Feels a little high, Brazil. Slovenia and Venezuela. Slovenia. So you got Luka and company. Luka's minus 21.5. What's Luka's player prop tonight? 27.5 points for Luka. They've got dudes on their team. Zoran Dragic is on the team as well. His point prop is 7.5. It's a little high for Luka because they're big favorites. Luka will go off in a game where the other team is really good, right? Where he knows. It's like, okay, I better score a lot of points here. But it's the first game of the tournament. They're going to beat Venezuela, so he could get his teammates involved a little bit here. But you can bet, like, player points, rebounds, assists. You can, like, in, like any NBA prop you could bet. Serbia, Jokic isn't playing, obviously. That's at 8 in the morning East Coast time. USA and New Zealand is at 8:40. USA are minus 36.5 points. And Spain are minus 25.5 against Cote d'Ivoire, 153.5. For the record, USA and New Zealand's total is 185.5. New Zealand have a basketball league, and New Zealand, like, Australia are really good, and New Zealand are right next to them. It's their rival type thing. They're not terrible, New Zealand, at basketball. Like, their basketball league doesn't completely suck. They shoot threes, these guys. Like, they're good shooters. So, the total is 185.5. I get this number. Let's go over the number with the U.S. And let's just quickly check a team total here with the U.S. New Zealand don't play defense. Like, their league is a high-scoring league. They bomb threes. They're happy to do it. There should be a lot of there should be quite a few points in this game, actually. The U.S. won't have a hard time scoring on them. Team props, team total, USA. God, it's going to be high, though. For the record as well, Canada plays Lebanon in their next game after smashing France. Canada are 38.5 point favorites against the Lebanese. Wow, the USA team total is 111.5. New Zealand is 74.5. This number, the fact that they have New Zealand that high, like, so you've got a team that's getting 37 points, 36.5 points, but their team total still 74.5. So even though the odds makers are thinking, yeah, New Zealand's going to score 75 points, but they're still going to get murdered. So in other words, this game's going to be a track meet. Let's take the over 185.5. Matthias, we're on the clock. And speaking of overnight stuff, the UFC starts in a couple hours, like 2 hours, man. It never ends. It's relentless, this Asia stuff. We know Max Holloway's going to win. He's going to beat the Korea. Great fight. It's going to be super fun, but Zombie's been through a lot. The question is, how long does it last? I'm looking at over 3.5 at minus 125. What's your prediction for the fight?
Gabe, I'm with you on the over. I think Max finishes his fight, though, in round 4 or round 5. I think he finishes it late due to damage. You know, he's going to be fighting with a heavy heart. It's the most emotional I've ever seen him before a fight, actually, ever in my life. So I know he's going to be going in there with some fire. He's fighting with some red shorts for the first time. I think he's going in there with a bang. So expect some fireworks from him for sure. I also like Chidi Njuquani at plus 105 right now. The line was at plus 125 earlier. It's been going down big time throughout the week, Gabe, and now it's still at plus money, so it's nice, but I'm definitely taking him, and I'm taking Anthony Smith. He beat him the first time around, and I don't know why he wouldn't beat him the second time around. Ryan Spann is the same guy he was when he fought him just less than 2 years ago, Gabe, so I'm going with Anthony Smith at plus money as well, plus 110. I'm not scared. Lionheart, baby.
This is one of the strangest rematches ever, isn't it? It's just a bizarre.
Why? Why are we watching it again? Yeah, I don't really get it. They got to get paid, right?
You know what it is? Like they got into it backstage after. They genuinely don't like each other, I guess. So it's like they're clinging. I know. It's the weirdest. Like
that's like, even more of a reason to actually go with Anthony Smith, because when Anthony Smith fights angry and fights for a purpose, he's a very dangerous man, Gabe. He's won a lot of fights. And you know what? He fought angry the last time around because he felt disrespected, and guess what? He destroyed him. You know, he pounded him. He made him tap. It was over. He could have killed him if it wasn't a real. If it's a street fight, he would have killed him. So, you know, that's the way it goes.
You know how I feel about Anthony since he got beat up and tapped, submitted by the crack.
Yeah, the guy was on crack. But, come on.
No, I know. He was on PCP. It's true.
He wasn't feeling anything that night, Gabe.
No, that's true. It's true. But I do. After, but like I said. Every time Anthony Smith's one of those fighters, Matias, every time you think he's done, he wins, right? It's one of those, he doesn't have anything left. Then it's like, yeah, he does. He still does. A good point by you that I really don't see what's different here either. Like, what's suddenly different about this fight?
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Bruce Leroy is plus 200. Alex Cesaris, late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I said Alex Cesaris, Bruce Leroy, is plus 200 going out of the last break, and he is. He should be fighting at about 6:30 in the morning West Coast time, 9:30 Eastern, you know, ballpark figure. I gotta tell you, man, I think he's a very live dog. He's a lot smarter of a fighter than he used to be. He's been around. He's smart. He also knows how to win with the judges. He knows how to rack up points. And he's got a high-volume game that I think will go over well. And at plus 200, very live dog. And I see the fight to go the distance is plus 175. I don't think anyone's getting stretched here. All right. I don't think anyone's tapping out. I don't think anyone's getting knocked out. Famous last words, watch the submission in the first 10 seconds. But I think this fight does go the distance. I think Bruce Leroy, a.k.a. Alex Cesaris, wins a decision. You can look at that. But you're getting plus 200. It's worth a shot in the dark. Matias, anything on the undercard quick, and I'm going to rattle off some college football picks for people. Anything on the undercard you like to prelude?
I got one more for you, Gabe. Talia Santos plus 135 over Blanchfield. I think there's too much hype coming into Blanchfield. It's a massive fight. This is a title eliminator type of fight. And to tell you the truth, we could argue about why this fight isn't a co-main event and even possibly a main event, Gabe. These girls are going to beat each other up. It's going to be fun, but there's some disrespect towards Talia Santos at plus 135.
I posted all of my picks on Twitter. Twitter X, whatever the hell you want to call it, at Sports Rage. But to get things started in the morning, we're gonna take we're gonna take Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame will cover. I've got 41-17. I keep coming back to the same score, which will put us over the number. As I mentioned, listen, Notre Dame have scored 34 or more points against Navy four straight times that they played, and I would expect Notre Dame to go over their team total here as well. And one good thing about these team total plays is it takes the point spread out of the equation. If, like, Navy backdoors it and scores a late touchdown, same thing with the USC Trojans. I don't want to worry about a 30.5 and a 66.5 and totals and all this stuff. You know what? Give me the USC Trojans over 47.5 team total against the Spartans. The Aztecs are going to beat the Bobcats. They're playing the Bobcats, not the Buckeyes. San Diego State wins. All my picks on Twitter, at SportsRage. We'll see you Sunday night.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.